USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Gaza is enduring relentless airstrikes while Israel readies for a potential ground incursion. The Israel Defense Forces have activated approximately 300,000 reservists in close proximity to the Gaza border, and they are conducting extensive strikes on Hamas targets. The conflict's overall death toll has now surpassed 2,700, with at least 27 of them being Americans. The Biden administration is organizing charter flights to facilitate the departure of Americans from Israel amid the ongoing conflict.
We are all acutely aware of limited availability right now on commercial flights out of Israel and the demand signal by U.S. citizens who may want to depart.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the administration is actively coordinating flights for U.S. citizens and their immediate family members from Israel to various locations in Europe. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise is working to gather enough votes for the Speaker of the House position. He talked with his Republican counterparts during a closed-door session today. Afterwards, Scalise expressed confidence in the increasing support for his candidacy and mentioned ongoing conversations with members without specifying a timeline for a vote. Your Social Security check is getting a little bigger.
Benefits are set to rise by 3.2% in 2024, far below the increases that retirees received during the past 2 years as inflation continues. More than 66 million Americans collecting Social Security will receive the bigger payments starting in January. The payment boost marks a steep decline from 2023, when recipients received an 8.7% bump, the highest in 4 decades. I'm Corey Myers.
And the latest report from the Labor Department is revealing a 0.4% rise in the Consumer Price Index for September. In comparison to the same period last year, there's been a 3.7% surge. This is USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Additional charges have been filed in the bribery case against New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez. A superseding indictment filed today alleges that Menendez acted as a foreign agent and disclosed sensitive U.S. government information. Last month, Menendez and his wife were indicted on numerous counts related to bribery charges involving a New Jersey businessman with significant connections to the Egyptian government. Negotiations between Hollywood studios and the Actors Union have been halted after talks fell apart on Wednesday. The Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, representing the studios, stated that the two parties remain too distant in their positions. The strike has gone on for 3 months. Actors are asking for a 2% share of streaming show revenue, a figure the studios deem impractical. Recently returned asteroid rocks and dust have NASA excited. Lance Pry explains.
NASA announced an asteroid sample could hold information about the early days of our solar system. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson says the recently collected rocks and dust from the asteroid Bennu contained water and a lot of carbon. That could mean asteroids like it delivered the building blocks to life to the planet. Nelson says it's the biggest carbon-rich asteroid sample ever returned to Earth.
Thursday night football will see an AFC West showdown between the Chiefs and Broncos. The clash is set to take place at Arrowhead Stadium, where Kansas City will host Denver. The Chiefs currently lead the division. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.